I like to reorganize my work bag.
Where would you chart yourself in the pleasantness quadrant today?
Okay, so
are you
pleasantness and energy, or just pleasantness?
Well, I mean, I call the whole quadrant the pleasantness quadrant.
Oh, okay.
You know, it involves pleasantness and energy. Are you feeling pleased?
Yeah, I'm feeling pleasant. Oh. I would say right now, sitting here, having this conversation, unboggling my mind a little
blissful.
Bit.
You're feeling blissful.
Not blissful. Highly pleasant right now.
Yeah.
Highly pleasant. Energy-wise, feeling good.
So you're not peeved?
No.
Being boggled, is that similar to being peeved?
No, boggled is more like you're thinking about so much that it's hard, like you're a little maybe overwhelmed or confused.
I think boggled is high energy.
Yeah.
It's high energy.
Low pleasant, but lower pleasantness.
But can we agree it's high energy?
I just said that, but low pleasantness. Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that.
Okay.
What did we just agree on?
We agreed on high energy, but low pleasantness. Yeah.
We're using EI on the computer program today. Not to be confused with AI or SI or ROI.
Yeah, those are all different.
EI stands for emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to perceive, use, understand, and manage emotions. I read a thing on my computer about EI. Probably came from Harvard.
I bet it did.
Came from
a Harvard business study.
Oxford.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably came from Oxford. Oxford?
Hoxford.
Came from Hoxford University. Hunksford.
Hunksford.
Hunksford, yep. University.
I think that's somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Hunchford. Hunchporth.
Hunchporth Business School.
In Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
Hunchporth. No, it's Hunchporth. Hunchporth,
yep.
Business School.
But it's beautiful in autumn.
Yeah.
If you've ever been on campus.
It is beautiful.
Yep.
Hunchporth is doing a lot of research on EI, and they did this research about leaders and business with high EI. It says, emerging research supports out of Hunchporth, Pennsylvania, the information, importance, hello, it says, out of Hunchporth, emerging research supports the importance of emotional intelligence for creativity.
Well, well, well.
For creativity.
Huh.
Any feedback for the people at Hunchporth? Are you buying that? Are you buying into that?
I think I am. I think I am.
In a diary study, people whose effect changed from negative in the beginning of the workday to positive at the end of it rated their days as more creative than those who did not have such a shift. This finding was further supported in an experimental study out of Hunchporth, Pennsylvania, using mood induction, or we could abbreviate that to MI.
Mood induction.
Not to be confused with EI.
Yeah, emotional intelligence.
Or AI.
Yeah.
Or SI. Or ROI.
Right. REO.
I'm talking about mood induction, baby. Abilities to use and regulate emotions contributed to creativity in professionals from a variety of knowledge industries. The relationship between EI abilities and creativity was mediated and by increased experience. I'm talking about mood induction, baby. Out of Hunchporth, Pennsylvania, it was mediated by increased experience of positive emotions, a consistent predictor of creative idea generation.
Yeah.
Any feedback for the researchers over there at Hunchporth University?
Focus group of one here.
Yeah.
But all the same, I feel like that aligns with my experience.
That aligns with your values.
Yeah, my values, my experience, sometimes my pleasantness and my energy. And I feel like most days for me.
Now you're talking about yourself, aren't you?
Well, I am. Focus group of one.
Yes.
Typically throughout the day, we have some conversations, maybe a few jokes.
Gets you going a
little bit. And then as the energy increases, the positivity increases, then I get a little more creative. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My best ideas normally come later in the day. You can personally think back and probably name four or five of them right now.
Four or five of your best ideas toward the end of the day.
Yeah, towards the end of the day.
After a mood induction.
Yep, after a crazy MI.
I'm talking about mood induction, baby. I'd like to give the listeners an instant mood induction. How do we do that?
Yeah, how do we do that?
I mean, could mood induction lead to higher approval ratings of our computer radio program?
They can get higher.
We're talking about an IMI.
Yep, IMI.
An instant mood induction.
Yeah.
Instant.
Are you emailing that back to
Hunchporth
in
I'm going to send Hunchporth researchers a quick email about this new discovery. Instant mood injections. Inductions.
Yep.
An instant mood injection.
Yep, we can do that. Right here, right
IMI.
Now.
IMI.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast, with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I.
It's good to be here. I'm feeling better already.
You know when you're listening to a radio program?
Mm-hmm.
And they bombard you with audio imaging that sounds sort of like an alien is talking?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking? Or it's like
I know.
On fast forward?
Yep.
Or it's like somebody just sucked on a helium balloon and now they're saying the name of the show over and over again?
Yep.
Is that an instant mood induction?
The Differentiated Business Podcast with Theodore J. Heron I and Michael J. Hart IV, a computer radio program.
They all do that.
I wasn't ready for that.
I know, but they all do that, and it makes me wonder, has there been some research out of Hunchporth that identified that as sort of a way to get listeners feeling really good and unboggled, and they send them an IMI. I'm talking about mood induction, baby.
That was an IMI, and it brought me a tremendous amount of joy.
What kind of mood is the alien radio bumper inducing?
It's not cozy.
I'm talking about mood induction, baby.
You do something like that, you're definitely trying to mood induce.
Yeah, it's an IMI. That is for certain.
Yeah, it's coming at you loud, fast, and hard.
Hunchport, Pennsylvania.
Coming at you loud, fast, and hard.
I'm talking about mood induction, baby.
Have you ever been to Hunchforth?
You mentioned earlier this week you were all excited to share your word of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Word of the day.
Here is the word of the day. The word of the day is emollient.
Okay.
It means an emollient is something such as a lotion that softens or soothes. An IMI.
Yeah, it's like
a creamy IMI.
Here is the word of the day. The word of the day is emollient.
Where'd you get that word?
From the Webster's Dictionary.
You just started looking at the dictionary?
I did.
Could there be instant mood inducers, at the office?
Yeah.
Could we do that?
Well, if we could get some sort of like sensor, where you used to always get hand sanitizer, but instead it dispenses this emollient that you can kind of rub on your face and ears.
Yeah.
To make it,
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I think that's something soothing, bring a little mood into the meeting. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
So we could get some, emollient dispensers.
Yeah.
Yep. Touchless emollient dispensers.
Yeah, for instant mood.
Yeah, for IMI.
Induction. Yep.
That's just one idea.
Let's recap. I think we've had a really good one. Let's recap it. This is let's tell them.
We don't always recap.
No, we've not. I don't. Have we recapped before? Let's recap it.
Well, we read an interesting research sort of summary from Hunchporth, Pennsylvania.